In the past, South Korea's best-known export was kimchi, the spicy cabbage dish. Now the country is exporting its spicy pop culture, music, movies, and fashion. From Tokyo to Taipei, Asians can't get enough of what some are calling kimchi. NPR Tokyo correspondent Eric Weiner reports.
Not that long ago, it was Japanese pop culture that was hot, everything from Hello Kitty dolls to the Pokemon games. Not anymore. This store in downtown Tokyo is doing a brisk business. It's called Korea Plaza, and it's packed with all things Korean. Korean movies, Korean books, Korean clothing, and most of all, Korean music, or K-pop. This group is called SES, and they're a huge hit all across Asia. Screaming fans pack their concerts from Shanghai to Singapore. Akiko Konishi, editor of the Japanese magazine K-Pop Star, says Korean music has its own distinct sound.
The Korean people have an innate sense of rhythm, much better than we Japanese. When you listen to their folk music, it's very up-tempo. And the same goes for Korean pop songs. Their music just excites your body.
It's not just Korean music that everyone in Asia is excited about. Soap operas like this one are getting a lot of attention, and so are the actors who star in them. Korean films are also popular. Many of those released recently play off of the tension between North and South Korea. This film is called JSA, Joint Security Area. It's a shoot-'em-up thriller that takes place in the DMZ, the demilitarized zone that separates the two Koreas. Another big hit is called Shuri. It features a voluptuous North Korean assassin and the South Korean agent assigned to kill her. Korean fashion, dark makeup, tight clothing, and square-toed shoes is also popular all across Asia, especially here in Japan. That might come as a surprise, given the touchy relations between the South Korean and Japanese governments. Japan occupied the Korean Peninsula before and during World War II, and many Japanese still look down upon their former colonial subjects. Others simply don't know much about their Korean neighbors. Magazine editor Akiko Konishi says the kimchi phenomenon should help change that.
Let's say there's a teenage Japanese girl who has become a big fan of Korean singer. First, she wants to learn how to write his name in Hangul, the Korean alphabet. Then she wants to be able to read the lyrics of his songs. One day she finds that her star has to be inducted into the Korean army. So she wonders, why is there conscription in Korea? Why do they have an army? Before long, she's really interested in the country of Korea.
Konishi says this isn't the first time that kimchi has swept through Asia. The same thing happened when Seoul hosted the 1988 Summer Olympics. At that time, the interest didn't last long, and some Koreans are skeptical of this latest wave of attention. Browsing in a music store in downtown Seoul, South Korean journalist Jinna Park says she doesn't understand what all of the fuss is about.
I don't like the music, and I can't understand why other country people like this.
Does it mean that Korea has now achieved some sort of status?
No, I don't think so. Just gain more popularity among the teenagers.
Jinna points out that the current fascination with all things Korean stops cold at the DMZ. No one is rushing to see the latest North Korean pop stars in concert. Park concedes this may have something to do with the fact that there are no North Korean pop stars. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.